Parashat Vayeshev. So a lot going on in this week's parasha, and there's a very, very puzzling episode that takes place smack in the middle of the parasha, and that is Mechirat Yosef. Mechirat Yosef is when the brothers took Yosef, Atzadik, and sold him. First they put him in a pit, and then he was taken out, and then they sold him. So what happened was that they took off his ketonet pasim, they took off his coat that Yaakov made for him, right? And what they did was, I'm reading the pasuk, perik lamed zayin, pasuk lamed aleph, vayikhu et ketonet Yosef, they took Yosef's ketonet, vayishchatu seir izim, and they slaughtered a goat, and they dipped it in blood. Why did they do that? They sent it to their father. They brought that coat filled with blood to their father. And they said, this is what we found. We don't know what happened to Yosef. Isn't this the coat of your son? Vayakira, pasuk lamed gimel, vayakira. And Yaakov recognized it. Vayomer ketonet bini. Yes, it is my son's. Chaya ra chalatu. A wild animal ate him up. Tarof, taraf Yosef. And what happened was, vayikra Yaakov simlotav. He started tearing his clothes. He started mourning the apparent death of Yosef HaTzadik. Why did the brothers have to go and dip it in blood? Okay? They couldn't just tear it up and bring it to Yaakov and show Yaakov, hey, it was torn up and we don't know what happened. And then Yaakov would say the same thing. Why did they have to dip it in blood? They had to prove it in that way. So the answer that's given is an unbelievable answer. The Achim, the brothers, did not want Yaakov. Again, when we talk about Mechirat Yosef, we have to be very, very careful. We talk about how the brothers treated Yosef. We have to be extremely careful. Because these are not Rishaim, these are great, great Tzadikim. Great Tzadikim, the Shvatim. And therefore, we cannot judge them in any way. We are nobody to judge them. However, we have Psukim written in the Torah, and they're written for us to learn lessons from them. So therefore, we could learn the following lesson. The brothers did not want Yaakov to find Yosef. So what did they do? They dipped it in blood. Why did they dip it in blood? They brought it to Yaakov, and they showed Yaakov, hey, we want to prove to you that he's dead. Why did they want to prove to Yaakov that he's dead? Because they knew that if they didn't prove to Yaakov that he was dead, Yaakov would then activate his koach of tefillah. And anything is possible with tefillah. The brothers knew that. Especially our father's tefillah. And therefore, even if we brought, their coat, his coat that was torn up, but there's still a slight chance that Yosef is still alive. Maybe he's alive somewhere. And Yaakov, through his tefillah, would cause that Yosef would reappear. And he would find Yosef. And Yosef would tell him the whole story, and they didn't want that. So therefore, what did they do? They dipped it in blood to try to show Yaakov and prove to Yaakov, Yosef is dead, there's no more hope anymore. He's dead. Why? So that he should not pray. We see from here the koach of tefillah. And how the brothers acted in a way, and they took that into consideration. They took Yaakov's koach tefillah into consideration. There's a story of Avadia Yosef. At one point in his life, he nearly went blind. Okay? He was barely able to see, to the point that he wasn't able to learn. We know that he had problems with his eyes his entire life, and he wore those sunglasses, right? He didn't just wear them for fashion. So what happened was, he got into a car, and he told his driver, please drive me to Tzfat. He drove him to Tzfat, and the driver took him to the kever, the burial place of Maran, Chacham Yosef Karo, the Shulchan Aruch, author of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Bet Yosef. And Chacham Avadia Yosef went there, and he was crying and crying and crying. He said, Shulchan Aruch, Marenu, Maran, please, make it, send a good message, send in the good word to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save me from this, to cause for me to see again. I'm the one that's really revealing your Torah, revealing your teachings into the world. revealing, I'm making them public, I'm making them big, making them relevant again. I'm being machzir ha'atara le'yoshna. Please, on the way back home, by the time he got home to his, he got back home to Yerushalayim, he was able to see completely fine. The doctors could not explain what happened. It was a complete miracle. He opened up the Shulchan Aruch, he made a seudat hoda'ah, I believe, and he just continued learning. We say from here, the koach ha'tfilah, you are capable of doing anything, anything, with your koach ha'tfilah. Hashem should help us that with our koach ha'tfilah that we exert, we should be zoche to a good life, bezat Hashem, a healthy life, a life filled with v'ash lema, to all the cholim, panasa, to everyone, and only yeshuot, besorot tovot, to all of Am Yisrael.